and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Tennis great Martina Navratilova said, "Disability is a matter of perception. If you can do just one thing well, you're needed by someone." Helen Keller stated, "I thank God for my handicaps, for through them, I have found myself, my work, and my God." There's something inspiring about the hopeful way we see ourselves and others, especially in light of what many would describe as a setback. But no, it actually isn't a setback. It is an advantage. Because of God's love, it is a leverage point of fulfillment in knowing His love in a much deeper way and sharing His love with others. Our guest today sees the inestimable value in people with special needs. Really, it's a grace that the Lord has supernaturally imparted to her. As usual, we pause even for a moment here at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to share the love of Jesus Christ with you, to let you know how much He loves you and how He knows you. Whatever it is that you're going through, however you're feeling, whatever you're facing, in spite of all of that, His love for you is ever so real and strong. He reaches out to you with His love. In fact, Jesus Christ loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins and mine. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. Christ was buried, and on the third day, He rose from the grave. And the living Christ today calls people just like you to Himself. Even if you feel like you're not good enough, you're not ready, you haven't earned enough, you can't earn merit before God, just receive the gift of God's love through faith, by putting your trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're walking with the Lord, our hope today is that you would be inspired and encouraged and equipped through the story of our featured guest. Shaylina Ringer was born and raised on the island of Kauai in a Christian home. Her parents raised her well. They loved her and were committed to raising her with Christ as her foundation. By her eighth grade year, she was basically done with church. She heard that Jesus loved her all her life, but she didn't know what that actually looked like. The word didn't really become real to her until her junior year in high school. Then something happened that deepened her faith to a new level of authenticity. In addition, she saw something, a vision, that has since been used to galvanize the course of her life. Shaylina currently attends Biola University in La Mirada, California. She's majoring in communication disorders because she wants to be a speech pathologist and help disabled students to communicate with each other, but more importantly, to communicate with our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Join me in this pre-recorded interview with Shailina Ringer. I'm here with Shailina Ringer. She's a student at Biola University, and we're privileged to have her because the Lord has a special calling on her life. You want to hear the way God has spoken to her and the things that have taken place as a result of her response to the leading of the Lord and how He is using her, working through her graciously and mightily to impact the lives of many, many people. Shailina, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up on the island of Kauai in Hawaii.
Well, okay. Well, tell us, what was it like growing up on Kauai?
It was a really small town, and I pretty much grew up with the same people all through elementary school, high school, and I separated from a lot of my friends back home in college, and I was the only one that went to Biola University, and so I came to Biola, and I didn't know anybody, and I kind of just knew that this is where God wanted me, so I just took a step of faith and did that, and I started off school knowing not one person, and God has slowly been putting such amazing people in my life, slowly by slowly, and so here I am at Biola now, just pretty much leaving a lot of just the past back home and being able to step out of that comfort zone and just challenge myself here at Biola.
What has been something there in your Biola University experience that has really stood out?
I think right now, actually, I'm a sophomore right now, and I'm also an RA.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the privilege of just living life with about 70 girls who are in college from freshmen to seniors, and I'm able to just be with them, to pray with them, to get one-on-ones with them or answer the questions that they have, or just to journey life with them and have them know that they are loved where they're at, and there's not any criteria of what you need to match in order to be a certain kind of Christian, especially at Biola. It's so easy to just feel like you have to be something more than you are, almost as if you want to hide your weaknesses and hide your struggles. But just being able to open up a place on my floor that it's okay to be broken, because the Lord has us and holds us in that. And I've learned so many things being an RA and being able to love on these girls and to live life with them and to have them know that they are loved on where they're at.
Mm. You have a grace. It's just very evident, that of a leader. You're a communicator. You speak with a great deal of clarity. And it says something, the fact that you left a land of enchantment like Kauai to go to Biola, to venture on, to venture off, and to look at new frontiers, and then to experience what the Lord has for you and wants to do in and through you. You're a person of influence already. Shailina, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I think, honestly, it has to be my mom. I know that's like the cliche answer, but my mom is such a prayer warrior, and she has been just covering me with prayer year after year, and she's involved in Moms in Prayer, which is just a ministry where they pray for their children in different schools, and it's just been such a blessing to just know that even though I'm like miles and miles away from home and away from my family, that my mom is there. Just lifting me up to Christ and allowing God to just take over, because since I moved out, my mom has just this grace and this peace about her that lets me know that I'm loved where I'm at, even though I'm so far from my family. So she has really been an amazing, amazing example of who I want to be in Christ when I'm a mother and when I'm in my career. So it's been really cool to look up to my mom, someone so close to me and someone that I've just grown up with as not only a mother, but a friend and someone who loves me in my weakness, and being able to just see Christ in her through her actions, the way she loves others, the way she loves strangers, it's just been such a beautiful thing to just look up to my mom and see the way she lives her life, and being able to know that she is an image bearer of Christ. And it's really cool to look up to that. So it's definitely my mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, moms see us in our great moments and in our not so great moments. And they somehow have a way of maybe masterfully or graciously, by God's wisdom, spinning the way we view things in a way that is very hopeful and helpful. How did you become a Christian?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home, so I was kind of around just the Christian scene for a lot. I remember being 3 years old, being in the church, and I didn't really know what it meant when I heard Jesus loved me. I didn't really know what it meant when we sang the same worship songs. And I pretty much was a kid who I knew the words to say. I knew the Sunday school answers, and I knew how to carry myself in a way that people knew that maybe she's following the Lord like she's supposed to. But in reality, I was really lost. And I think it was during high school where I was just like, I don't know what it means when I hear Jesus loves me. I know that I repeated it year after year, and I know that I sing songs about it, but what does it mean? What is this tangible love that people talk about? Because I'm just so used to it, because it's always been there. I didn't know anything else. So I kind of took that for granted of just being in such an amazing home. And it wasn't until my junior or senior year in high school where I just really wanted more. I didn't want to just read the same passages in church. Sundays and Wednesdays at youth group wasn't enough for me. I wanted to know more of God's love. I wanted to be able to spend time in His presence and have an intimacy with Christ that only I could feel. And so it was like my junior or senior year that I finally made the decision to see myself as His beloved, and not just someone who follows the rules in church, and not just someone who goes to church on Sundays and leaves and all that jazz. I knew that it was time to make a change. So I've been around the Christian scene all my life, but I think it wasn't until my junior or senior year that I finally made a decision and put my foot down, and I knew that Jesus was calling me to something bigger and something higher. And He is just so good since then, and it's just been such an amazing journey to just feel His love in a tangible way, and to just know that He has plans for those, even if we are confused for years, and even though if we don't know what it means when we hear Jesus loves us, that He has something so much bigger for us, and has a way of just showing us His love when we trust in Him.
That's Shaylina Ringer. Shaylina is a student at Biola University in La Mirada, California, sharing about her experience with Christ, her experience about the love of Christ. We're going to take a quick break right now, a special time in this pre-recorded interview with Shaylina Ringer. Have you ever experienced the knowledge of something or the knowledge of someone? You sort of experience this from like as though you were looking through a glass. You know how good things could be. You've heard about it. You've heard other people talk about it. But you yourself have not experienced the very thing that has been spoken of. And you want it so bad. When we come back, Shaylina will share more about how she so desperately wanted to know what it was, what it meant to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And at this particular time in her life, she began to experience that. And it was the beginning of so much more. You know, coming to know Christ is actually an entry point. It's the beginning of new things. There are things in our lives that we have not yet experienced, things that you have not yet experienced, don't even know exist, but they're there for you once you come to know the Lord Jesus. Shaylina Ringer will be back to share more, so stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Taking a stroll along the sunlit street in downtown. You know how it is. You're looking in the windows of the different restaurants, and you can see the samplings of food, maybe pastries, and you might even be able to catch a waft of the delicacies there, and how it just tantalizes your taste buds just by thinking about it, enjoying that even in your mind. But that's all it is until you go in and order and actually see that sumptuous dish. Were you able to taste the beautiful morsels of food that just attract your taste buds in such a way that you want more and more and more? Well, that's a way of describing Shaylena Ringer's experience with the Lord Jesus Christ while she was still in high school. She was tired of just hearing about it. She wanted to know for herself. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so grateful that you're with us, because the Lord, the Holy Spirit, has something special just for you, right where you need it, when you need it most, a word of inspiration for her. This is a pre-recorded interview. I want you to join in to find out more about this show. If you're tuning in just now, you want to get the show in its entirety, you can find it as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I encourage you to check that out, thegoodlifehawaii.com, for more. And now, here's more in our interview with Shaylena Ringer.
It wasn't until my junior or senior year that I finally made a decision and put my foot down, and I knew that Jesus was calling me to something bigger and something higher, and he is just so good since then, and it's just been such an amazing journey to just feel his love in a tangible way, and to just know that he has plans for those, even if we are confused for years, and even though if we don't know what it means, when we hear Jesus loves us, that he has something so much bigger for us and has a way of just showing us his love when we trust in him.
You know, when you talk about the love of Christ and the way that Christ's love has impacted you, it's become so real to you. It is your experience. What do you think happened? You know, you mentioned around 10th grade, 11th grade, somewhere around there. It's almost like you were breaking out of the cocoon of faith, so to speak.
Yeah.
Where things were, you know, insulated. But now it was becoming my faith, Shalina's faith.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe what was happening inside of you during that time?
A lot of it was just knowing that I couldn't do this on my own. And a lot of it was seeing my parents, seeing people around me, and seeing the joy that they had, and knowing that, wow, the Lord has given them so much joy that I wanted that, and I wanted to cling on to something that I knew I could lean on, and God is my refuge, and he is my strength, and he is my rock, and it's awesome to find that out and believing that, because there was a time in my life where I was lost. There was a time in my life where I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was singing, but it looked like it. And even though I was, and it looked good in the church, there was still my heart that Jesus knew that was just being strangled by just confusion and questions and just restlessness. But I think it was just, my heart was just gasping for air, almost like I was being choked by different things in this world, and I knew that I needed my source. I knew that I needed to return to my beloved Christ, who has given me this life. And once I did that, it's been amazing. He has opened up so many doors to different things, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
I always, back in my Biola days, Shalina, I always admired the RAs. There was a, you know, certain leadership gifting that they had. They were sort of almost like a cut above, a cut from a different swath. And I can see how the inward experience, the inward change, the reality of your personal relationship with Christ, how it can and is and will continue to have a deep, profound influence on the students, your fellow students there, you know, on your floor in your dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Take me back. Take us back. A vision. A vision you saw that changed the way you're living and the people that your heart is set to reach.
Okay. It was during my junior, senior year again where I just had this vision. And just to set the tone real quick, I've been very, very passionate for special needs students as long as I could remember. And I knew that there was this burning fire of just passion in my heart for them. And it was junior year where I was just worshiping, and I just was like, God, like, do your will in my heart, do your will in my life. I don't really know what I'm stepping into. I don't know what's happening, but there is so much comfort and there's so much security in knowing that I was stepping into the unknown. But because Christ was with me, I was so confident that this is where he wanted me to be. And I got this vision of just amazing, amazing worship. I had this vision of people just singing, even though they didn't know the words. I had this vision of people just jumping and standing, and it was actually, the whole crowd was just special needs students, and so it was people in wheelchairs worshiping the Lord. It was people in wheelchairs walking. It was people who couldn't even speak English. They weren't even singing the words correctly, but because their heart was in the right place, and because their heart wanted to worship Christ, it was so, so beautiful. And so I had this vision, and I journaled it down, and I knew that this was from Christ, and it was just so real that I knew that I couldn't let go of it. So I told my mom, and she started praying about it, and she started just praying about what God wanted us to do with this vision, because we knew that it was something strong. And So time went by, and through her moms in prayer group, there was different people who wrote about their daughters who have been in moms in prayer and how their moms have been praying about them. And there was just this article about this woman who was praying for her daughter and her daughter's special needs, and how there was just a breakthrough with her daughter, and how her daughter was communicating and everything, and it was just amazing. And she wrote about how her daughter attended a special needs camp, which was called Capernaum, which was in Arizona. So I got in contact with the people who were in charge of Capernaum. Next thing you know, I'm on a flight to go to Capernaum in Arizona with two other people from Kauai. And we go to this camp where it's just special needs students. It was exactly what I had in my vision. It was special needs students loving Jesus and giving them all he had. And it was special needs students who knew that they were disabled, but they were so abled in the eyes of the Lord. And because of that, there was so much freedom at this camp. And when I came home, I knew in so much confidence that this is what God wanted to bring to Kauai. So we started a camp. We started a different club for special needs students. It's called Capernaum, and we're on our second or third year of just having clubs every month. And it's basically just clubs where special needs students come and they partner with typical people like you and I, and we're able to just love on them. And it's amazing.
Imagine that. I mean, just to see a vision from the Lord. I mean, there you are. You're seeing something that actually isn't there, but you yourself are seeing something that God is allowing you to see. And then you act upon it, and over the course of time, you're on your way to some place that might be a little bit far away or further away. And that vision that you saw actually becomes a reality in your life. You experience that. You know it. But what does God want you to do with it? You know, we experience things. There are things that we're gifted by, allowed to be a part of, allowed to witness, to see, to behold, and even to receive from. But what do we do with it? Well, Shalina Ringer, she did something with her experience and transferred that blessing. And really, God used it to put it into a compounding facet, as it were, so that more people could be blessed by it in a different place. She's certainly a woman of action. She's a leader that's inspiring others. She's certainly inspiring us today. Shalina Ringer is a student at Biola University. In fact, to find out more about Biola University, go to biola.edu. That's biola.edu. You can find out more about the university, the school that Shalina is a student at. She's a resident assistant, a leader amongst students there. And of course, Biola has a special place in my heart. It's where I went to school, and actually went to school at Biola University and then Talbot School of Theology, the seminary there. And, you know, my wife, Jamie, graduated from Biola as well. And it's a very dear place in my heart. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, more from Shalina Ringer. She not only went to this camp in Arizona called Capernaum, she brought it back to Kauai. She's going to share what happened in Kauai and also some things that caused her to do what she does. You ever wonder what motivates people to do the certain things that they do in their life? What motivates you to do the things that you do in your life? Perhaps there's going to be something will trickle down in the story of this dynamic young woman. Perhaps something will be distilled into your heart that will spur in you a movement to take an idea, to push it forward, and then to see it influence the lives of people around you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimless. aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
There are certain people that when you're around them, somehow the way they speak, because of the things that they've done or experienced, or the way that maybe the way that God moves in them, it strengthens your spine. It makes you stronger. It enlivens the courage that may be latent within you. Well, that's the experience that I'm having, and that I know many who are listening. Perhaps it's you, as you listen to our featured guest today, a very passionate, vibrant, or shall I say, just a dynamic young woman. Her name is Shaylina Ringer. She's a student at Biola University, a rare kind, because she's one who takes the message of the Lord and she does something about it. And, you know, Biola University is all about that and raising up students, raising up leaders. Don't you know that there is a dearth of leaders today in our society? I'm talking about not just people who want to be up in front, but who have the infrastructure, the internal growth and stature of biblical values, biblical understanding, a strong moral code by which they live. And Biola's doing that in the development of their students. And Shaylina is one of them. And she's here sharing about the things that the Lord has shown her, the experiences that he's taken her through, and how he's developed her to impact the lives of many people, particularly those with special needs. A woman of great compassion and love. To find out more about Shaylina and the school, Biola University, you can find out more at biola.edu. And before our break, she was sharing about a vision that she saw and then how she acted upon that vision, and it led her to Arizona from Hawaii, and then she brought it back home, a ministry. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To get this program in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, free podcast there and other resources. And if the Lord has touched you and you want to be a part, hold hands with me and our team to take programs like these to more people in more places across the United States, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the partners tab, and we have some information there how you can link arms with us, partner with us financially and prayerfully to get this program to more people, more outlets across the country. Now, here's more with Shaylina Ringer.
So we started a camp. We started a different club for special needs students. It's called Capernaum, and we're on our second or third year of just having clubs every month, and it's basically just clubs where special needs students come and they partner with typical people like you and I, and we're able to just love on them. And it's amazing because they teach us what it means to love, and they teach us what it means to accept others. If there has been anyone on this earth that I have learned how to love and I have learned how to accept others, it's from this group of special needs students, because they don't have a criteria of what makes a person valid or what makes a person beautiful. They come as they are, and they say, here I am. Like, I love Jesus. Are you going to hang out with me? Are you going to love me? And it's just really cool because this special needs group, the special needs students, really give us something that we can't get from anyone else. And I think it's so beautiful to see not only the special needs students worshiping Jesus and being able to have a relationship with God, but also write things like they can't eat normal food, but they have the bread of life, or they have the water. They have all the water that they need because of Jesus. And it's just awesome because they know that they're only on this earth for a little amount of time. And besides that, they're going to be with Jesus for eternity. And it's awesome because there's so much freedom in this group, and it's wonderful to know that also the parents are being able to seek God and love God in this too. So it's been such an amazing process, and it all started out with this vision that the Lord has given me, and it's all glory to Jesus and all glory to the Holy Spirit that this club and this camp has been going on for this long. And I am really far away from the club, and it's really sad and it's really hard, but I know that the Lord just has his way, and it's beautiful to see this club growing bigger and bigger, and it's been amazing.
So you had a vision. You see this vision, you write it down in your journal, and then, you know, a period of time later, you're actually there in Arizona with this Capernaum ministry, and you actually are living your vision. How did that feel?
It was honestly like I was worshiping with angels all around me. It was like the closest part of heaven I feel like I could be a part of, because these were just half of the students around me who were special needs. Like, almost all of them, it's a miracle that they're alive. A lot of them have heart transplants, or it's a miracle that their parents kept them, or there's so many different stories of each one of them, of what God sees in them. And it was just so amazing. I remember just breaking out in tears and being like, God, I am so unworthy of this love. And it was amazing to know that there is no criteria of who God wants in his kingdom, and we don't have to be a certain way. We don't have to look a certain way for him to see us as worthy, because we are his heirs. We are his children, and we are born to worship and love him. And it was just so amazing to see that. Like, words can't express how beautiful it is to see a special needs student who has cerebral palsy and who can't even walk, but he is reaching his hands so high to just reach to the heavens to worship his Father. Mm-hmm. And little stuff like that is just so beautiful to me. Mm-hmm. Or you see special needs students who can't speak, but they say Jesus really slowly, and they use all their might just to say Jesus, because they recognize that the Lord is worthy of their praise. So it's just amazing. It was so amazing to be around that.
Shalina, how did you mentioned that, you know, ever since you were young, you had this heart for special needs kids, people. Where did that come from?
I have no idea. I don't have any family members. I don't have any friends even that I had when I was like in elementary school that really like made a difference in this passion. But I honestly, like, I think and I know that it was just the Holy Spirit who just placed this passion in me. And I remember looking at my elementary school yearbooks, and I had hearts around every single special needs student in the school. Mm. And just looking back on that, I just know that it was the Holy Spirit that has placed this in me. And it's, like I said, like, it's all glory to Him of where I'm at today and where the club is at to Him. And it's all because of Jesus that we are where we are in this club and that all these students are seeking and loving God.
How did your friends respond to, you know, bringing what you've brought to Kauai and seeing what has happened and how you've been involved? Did it affect them in any way, your friends?
I think they were really confused. A lot of times people see special needs students and they almost don't know how to react because they almost seem awkward to people. But I think I helped create a comfortable atmosphere for my friends to just be around them and have them know that these special needs students, they are funny, they're loving, they're caring, they're giving, and there's so much about them that makes me just so drawn to them. And I think being able to be so confident in that, that a lot of my friends were able to work with special needs students for the first time, and they can't believe how well they get along with them. And I think it's just the boldness to step out of the bubble of just being typical, of just being a certain way, really changed their heart in a lot of ways. And I know a lot of them now are still involved in different special needs groups, and they just really want to be around this group of people because they are so special.
You are an exceptional young woman, Shalina. You are majoring in communication disorder there at Biola,
yes.
Right? So what is it that the Lord has placed on your heart for the future?
With communication disorders, I want to be a speech pathologist. So the main reason why I want to be a speech pathologist is because I've been around a lot of special needs students who just hasn't had the right aid in being able to communicate. And the one thing that I really like about being a speech pathologist is that it's one-on-one. And a lot of times you can build relationships with your clients and your patients, and just being able to love on them and be with them one-on-one. And being
Oh, the clarity of life when you're able to see specifically not only what God has called you to do, in terms of reaching a specific group of people, but how to do it and what to do about it. Well, Shalina Ringer is a woman of action, but she's not just aiming aimlessly, but she's aiming specifically at a target. I think a target galvanizes us in the way we live our lives. Sometimes we can get a little bit discouraged or maybe even slip into bouts of depression because we are so vastly spread out in doing many things, and we begin to feel as though we are not accomplishing a whole lot because we are spread so thin. But we can hear something from her that is helpful, practical. She's focused now on being a communication disorders specialist there in her major at Biola. But it reminds me about my focus. Danny, what are you focused on? And so I ask you, my dear friend, what is it that the Lord has called you to do? Is this a reminder to go back to the basics of the simplicity of that calling? So you might say, well, a lot hasn't happened when I've done it. I've tried it for a while and nothing really has materialized in a substantial way. But there, my friend, are we faithful? Can we be faithful? Even for me, there are times when I work on things and it doesn't seem like a whole lot is happening. But it's in those moments that the Lord really builds depth in us to keep hammering away, to keep working at it. And here's a young woman, a student. She's hammering away on her major, and she's got things going on in Kauai, groups meeting to help with special needs. When we come back from our break, she's going to share with us not only how it's impacting people with special needs, but how her actions have even impacted her own friends and how the Lord has used her actions to inspire her friends and really to add a whole new dimension to the outlook of their lives. And it comes back from a simplicity, a focus. Going back to basics. I need that, don't you? A gentle reminder for both of us, you, me, from a student at Biola University, Shaylina Ringer, a woman of faith, a woman of courage, a woman of action. And when we come back, she'll share more about the things the Lord has done and then what the Lord has put on her heart for the future. You don't want to miss this now. Special gal, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Tinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at the goodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Looking into the future. Looking into the future could be a very bright thing, although for some people, it could be a point of anxiety. Have you ever felt that way? You don't know how to handle the uncertainties of what may occur. But you know, when you are proactive, when you when you grab hold of what God has for you, it sort of pushes to the side the things that cause you to have hiccups in your actions, because you are clear and focused of what God wants you to do. That's beautiful. And that's a very strengthening thing, particularly when you hear it from someone else. It inspires you. It inspires me. That's the story of Shaylina Ringer. She is a student at Biola University and is our featured guest today, sharing about her heart for those ministering to those who have special needs. And this is a pre-recorded interview with her. I'm glad that you're here to join me. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our program, this show, other resources that we have, different topics from which guests have shared out of their lives, you can find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I recently got word that our program is being listened to by someone in Southwest China on iHeartRadio, and it's spreading. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is going beyond. Biola.edu is how you can find out more about Shaylina and her university. And here's more with Shaylina Ringer.
Just being able to love on them and be with them one-on-one, and being able to have them know that I want to hear what you have to say, and most of all, the Lord cares what you want to say. So being able to be a missionary in that field of study, of dealing with people who have communication disorders, but also to give them hope to know that, yeah, it's hard and yeah, it's difficult, but the Lord wants to hear what you have to say, and I want to hear what you have to say, and this world cares what you want to say. So I think it's just an outlet for me to help these students out and have them know that they need to be heard and they deserve to be heard, and I'm willing to do what it takes to lead them to that.
A woman who loves people with special needs. Well, that could be somewhat categorized. We sort of have a view of who that would be. But Shaylina, in some way, each of us have needs, special needs, concerns. And someone today is hurting. Someone today is lonely. Someone today feels deeply, or we might even say grossly, misunderstood, and they are wounded on the inside. I just want to broaden the scope of what we're talking about and give you an opportunity to share a word of hope. Maybe someone is struggling in a relationship with a boyfriend or girlfriend, or looking to find... maybe disenchanted because of the hopes that they had, and something now has taken place in their life that is now a barrier to their dreams. What would you say to someone who's in need of a word of encouragement, a word of hope?
I think I would just like to say to these people just to go back to the basics and to recognize the glory of God through the simplest things in this world, like clouds, like being able to speak, being able to walk, like the green grass and different flowers, and just being able to go back to the basics of the beauty of God and who He's created us to be, and to just worship Him in that, because I think a lot of times we get so caught up in trying to find the answers and trying to find out why we're in a certain situation, but a lot of times that just distracts us from the beauty of God and what He has right in front of us. So I just encourage them to just do something that's different. Go on a walk, be alone, or look at the green grass and wonder why it's green, how it's green, or look at flowers and just turn their hearts and their minds to just worship the Lord in that. And to know that it's okay. It's okay to be broken. It's okay to be confused. But for them also to never forget that the Lord is holding them where they're at, and to be confident in that. And to just really cling on to their source of life and never lose sight of that.
A profound word indeed. Shaylina,
Would you be willing to say a prayer for someone as you've given them a word of a real word that'll boost them up? But now, would you pray? Would you be willing to pray for them and just pray for God's grace and blessing? Could you do that?
Absolutely.
Please.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We praise you because you are good. We praise you because you have a plan for us, Lord. And I just thank you so much for where we are at right now. Wherever we're at, Lord Jesus, you know our hearts. You know our thoughts. But yet you hold us in that, Lord Jesus. If we're broken, if we're confused, if we have questions, Lord, I thank you in advance for knowing what you're doing in our hearts, Lord Jesus. May we submit to your will. May we know that you have a plan in everything, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would just challenge us to love you better and to love you more every single day, Lord Jesus. May we treat one another as image bearers of you, and may we love and serve one another as if we're serving Jesus, God. And, Lord, thank you so much for just your love and your presence in our lives, God. I pray that if there is one person who just feels your presence through this time, that they would just be able to come to you in worship and know that you are worthy of that, Lord God. And I pray that you would challenge us to step out of our comfort zones and challenge us to talk to people who we would not normally talk to and to love on people who we would not normally love or anything, Lord Jesus. And I just pray that you would just go before us in our actions. May they be kingdom-centered, and may we do things for the glory of you and you alone, Lord Jesus. And I just praise you for every single weakness that we have, because where we are weak, Lord God, you are strong, and may you just dwell in that and have us know and be so secure in your word and your guidance, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you. Thank you for calling us yours. Be with us throughout this day, and help us to just see things basically, and to know your love and to know your kindness and your grace through new eyes, new lenses, Lord Jesus. We love and we praise you. Amen.
Amen. Shalina Ringer, a student at Biola University, a student of great depth and understanding of the reality of life, a leader indeed. Shalina, thank you. Thank you for joining us today and sharing out of your heart your amazing story of what God is doing in and through you. And we can tell that there are great things in store in the days to come for you. Thank you, Shalina, for being with us today. We appreciate you very much.
I hope
you've been encouraged by the story of Shalina Ringer. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so already, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Get to Know Jesus tab, or to stand with us with your financial support and make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click the Partners tab. Psalm 139:16 says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day has passed." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Shalina Ringer, biola.edu. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me.
I hope you have been encouraged by the story of Shaylena Ringer. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Get to Know Jesus tab. And to help us with your financial support and make a donation, visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the Partners tab. Psalm 139:16 says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Shaylena Ringer. Find out more at biola.edu. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.